I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. A China-backed ethnic minority army in Myanmar has forced out Catholic clergy and lay people. The military army expelled 2 priests, 3 nuns, and 3 lay teachers and said they would not be allowed to return to continue any missionary work. According to one of the priests who was pushed out, an expulsion order was given for any clergy that came to the area after 1942 and that local Christians were being forbidden from worshiping even in their homes. Russian officials stated an 18-year-old student carried out an attack on his school in Crimea in which 17 students were killed and over 40 were injured and ended with the student killing himself. There seemed to be confusion earlier today as to what exactly happened because initially officials had stated there was a gas explosion, then it was reported that an explosive device had gone off in what was a suspected terrorist attack before it was revealed it was gunfire by a student. It is being reported that an audio recording of the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi has been found and that the recording has the Saudi consul on tape telling those torturing Khashoggi to, quote, do this outside, you're going to get me in trouble. President Donald Trump has stated he wants Turkey to turn over any audio or video recording the country has of the killing, quote, if it exists. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo stated that while there are many areas where Saudi Arabia and the U.S. cooperate, there were lines that the U.S. would not allow to be crossed and that answers in the investigation were needed. Turkish investigators continue to look into what happened, searching the home of the Saudi Consul General earlier today. Indiana's Attorney General Curtis Hill is petitioning the Supreme Court to review a ruling by a lower court that declared an Indiana law on abortion unconstitutional. The law in question makes it illegal to have an abortion based on the race, gender, or disability of the fetus and requires that facilities that have aborted or miscarried fetuses to either cremate them or have a burial for them. The law was supposed to go into effect on July 1st of 2016, but the day before, a federal judge allowed a preliminary injunction to keep the law from going into effect, and the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the ruling. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.